जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जयो राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधे जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ स्वामी जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय बलदेव जय सुभद्रा जय प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय गुरु देवा गुरु देवा जय गुरु देवा गौर हरि बोल गौर हरि बोल नित्य गौर हरि बोल नित्य गौर प्रेमानंद श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवेन सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवित नहिष्टकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः Hare Krishna. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, Verse 9. So the chapter is entitled, Talks Between Narad and King Prachini Bharishya. So please recite the verse. Akshani Nashike Asham Iti Pancha Purakritaha दक्षिणा दक्षिणा करना उत्तरा चोतरा स्मृतः पश्चिमे इति अध्यो द्वारम् गुदम शीशनम इहो उच्यते अक्षनी नाशिके आश्यम इति पंचा पुरा कृतः दक्षिणा दक्षिणा करना उत्तरा चोतरा स्मृतः पश्चिमेति अधो द्वारो गुदम शीशनाम इहुच्यते अक्षिणी नाशिके आश्यम इति पञ्चापुरा कृतः दक्षिणा दक्षिणा करना उत्तरा चोत्तरा स्मृतः पश्चिमे अति अधो द्वारो गुरुं शिष्यनाम इहोच्यते। अक्षिणी नाशिके प्रकृतः वर्ड टू वर्ड अक्षिणी टू आईज नासिके टू नॉस्ट्रिल्स आश्यम द माउथ इति दस पंच फाइव पुरा ऑन द फ्रंट कृत मेड दक्षिणा सदन गेट दक्षिणा राइट करना ईयर उत्तर नॉर्दर्न गेट च ऑल्सो उत्तर लेफ्ट ईयर स्मृतः अंडरस्टूड पश्चिमे ऑन द वेस्ट इति दस अधा डाउनवर्ड द्वारो टू गेट्स गुदम रेक्टम शीशनाम जेनिटल्स इहा हेयर उच्यते इज सेड। Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Two eyes, two nostrils and a mouth, all together five, are situated in the front. The right ear is accepted as the southern gate and the left ear is the northern gate. The two holes or gates situated in the west are known as the rectum and genital organ. Purport, of all sides, the eastern is considered most important, primarily because the sun rises from that direction. The gates on the eastern side, the eyes, nose and mouth, are thus very important gates in the body. So I've been also told to cover verse 10. So I'll just read quickly. Khadyota virmukhuchatra netre eketra nirmate rupam vibhrajaj itam tabhyam vichaste chakshusheshvaraha. So translation of 10th verse. The two gates named Khayodeta and Avirmukha, which have been spoken of, are the two eyes side by side in one place. The town named Vibharjita should be understood as form. In this way, the two eyes are always engaged in seeing different kinds of forms. Purport. The two eyes are attracted by brilliant things like light. Sometimes we find that little insects are attracted by the brightness of fire and thus enter into it. Similarly, the two eyes of the living entity are attracted by bright and beautiful forms. They are entangled in these forms exactly as the insect becomes attracted to fire. Om Agyan Timirandhasya Gyanan Janan Shalakaya चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथां वितं तं सजीवं
sadvaitam sadvutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita shri vishakhanvitam shab namo om vishnu padaya krishna prestaya bhutale shrimate bhakti vedanta swami niti namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Shunyavadi Atadesatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranama Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnamebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Rash Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Ma Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna So welcome everyone for today's morning Bhagavatam class. So I like to beg for blessings of all the devotees, those who are present and to be able to speak something on this glorious topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this particular section of Puranjan Upakhyan, so we have been discussing for a long time here. And so this chapter, chapter 29, it says talks between Narad Muni and King Prachini Bhari. So in the previous chapter, Narad Muni has told the complete story of Puranjan. And in the first verse of this chapter, so there's a verse by King Prachini Bharishat. And he's saying that it is very difficult for me, very difficult for us to appreciate this story and very difficult to realize the purpose of this story. And then Narad Muni, like a compassionate preacher, he explains everything in detail. And then Narad Muni, in subsequent verses, he tells that how Puranjan is a living entity who is a so-called enjoyer and he transmigrates based on his work in different bodies. And those bodies are one-legged, two-legged, three-legged, multi-legged and legless. And later in the seventh verse, Narad Muni speaks about the Panchal city, you know, which is a body having nine gates. So in today's ninth verse, the details of these gates are being given. Right? So there are two eyes, you know, two nostrils and mouth. So these are the front gates. And then right ear is the southern gate and left ear is the northern gate. So 5 plus 2, 7. And then rectum and genital organ. So they are the gate situated in the west. So this is how body becomes a city of nine gates. And in the 10th verse, you know, which we read in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that eyes are attracted by bright and beautiful forms. So, now there is a word which comes in Shastra which says that a devotee should have the quality of Alpahari. So, what does that mean? So, Ahar means food. So, all the senses have their food. Like Prabhupada speaks in this purport that how eyes are attracted by bright and beautiful forms. So similarly for each sense, there will be a respective ahar. And when a devotee has this quality of alpahari, he means
that he gives right input to his senses. So we have this example, Bhagavad Gita speaks about, give this example of kurma, example of tortoise, that when the tortoise is in danger, he will withdraw his senses. And when he's in a safe environment, he will fully use his senses. He will use his senses, he will bring out his senses. So a devotee is also compared to this kurma. So when a devotee sees that there are different sense objects, devotee goes out in the world, then like a kurma, he will withdraw his senses. But when a devotee comes in association of devotees, he comes in a festival, in temple in the month of Kartik, then he will engage his senses wonderfully. So here comes the difference between a devotee and a materialist. A materialist, whenever he sees sense objects, he becomes very much excited. So a vishayi, a materialist, on seeing sense objects, he wants to engage his senses as much as possible. So that is why a devotee is compared to a hamsa and materialist compared to a crow. So let's say if we see that there is a big pile of garbage somewhere. Let's say there is some hotel, 5-star hotel, and all the leftovers, they bring in a truck and put somewhere all the rotten, decaying food. So when the one crow sees that, he becomes so much excited. He says, today is a big feast. And he calls all his associates, and all of them come flying. And they are having a big feast on that garbage dump. And when they see there is one swan flying nearby, they call the swan also. You also come. We are relishing such a big feast. But swan says, this is not my food. I don't eat. And they say, he is not practical. So crows say. And so then he says, what is your food? He says, I go to Mansarovar and there are beautiful lotus flowers. So I put my, we drink juice from the stem. That is my food. So that is why Bhagavad Gita speaks about that the activities of devotees and materialists, they are very different. From externally, they look the same. Like a devotee also wear pant shirt, he goes in the office, and next to his, in one cubicle, some non-devotees. So both externally might look same, but their activities are very different. Like that of a day and night. So His Grace Radheshyam Prabhu, he used to give this example that when he was a student in college days, he will wake up early morning for chanting his rounds. So he will wake up at morning 3 o'clock. And that time other friends in the hostel, they will be playing volleyball and they will be about to sleep. So when he saw, and when he read this verse, Radheshyam Gita, that the activities of devotees and materialists, they're like day and night. So he thought he got a very graphic understanding, because when the day starts, for them, day is ending. Like that. So living entity, has a desire to maximize sense gratification. Means as much as possible. And that is why one living entity manipulates matter for the purpose of sense gratification. So Srila Prabhupada tells in his purport that living entity wants to lord over material nature. So we see that in modern society, there are different branches of education, and so many different fields where students are studying. So actually, and people are doing higher studies and spending so much of their valuable energy. So these all different subjects, they appear very sophisticated. I remember when I was a student in IIT Kharagpur, we had 26 branches of engineering. So there were like 26 departments different. So all of these, in summary, you know, they are just different ways to manipulate matter. So they might appear very sophisticated, but you know, Srimad Bhagavatam says that, you know, one who is simply meddling with matter without understanding who is the Supreme Lord. So Srila Prabhupada tells in his purports that real knowledge means to know what is matter, what is spirit, and who is controller of both. So when we do not understand that, you know, like there is spirit, matter, and both are subordinate to Supreme Lord. So when we do not understand, we just understand that I am superior to matter and we want to manipulate it for our own sense gratification. So in different educational institutes, you know, people are studying very complex subjects. It might look very sophisticated, you know, but as per Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, it is just becoming a like bigger and bigger donkey. Like once Radhesham was telling that this analogy, you know, which Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he says that that material nature has made me a gadha. So this analogy is a very appropriate. You know, sometimes we see, you know, you go somewhere in the early morning, you see students, you know, small children, they are standing on road waiting for their school bus and they are holding such a big bag. And all the, you know, so like a donkey, he holds such, you know, so much luggage, small children, and what they are learning, none of those books are to going to tell them some shlokas or Bhagavad Gita. All of them are just apparently, you know, they will, you know, more and more material subjects. And that is why material education, you know, by default, it makes you, it makes you more arrogant and makes you forgetful of Krishna. So that is why, to the degree one has gone deeper in Jada Vidya, deeper in material education, to that degree it becomes difficult for him to appreciate spiritual subject. Or like Krishnanand Prabhu, you know, he says laughingly that one who is a B.Tech, he is a murk. No, one who is M.Tech is Mahamurk and PhD is perfect murk. So basically, we can see also, you know, when you want to talk to students, those who are in first year, when you talk to them, try to tell about Krishna consciousness, they will have a little bit of submissiveness. But to the degree that student becomes higher and higher, you know, he will become more and more proud. Like his nose will become that of anti-missile, you know, some kind of aircraft, more and more. So it's very difficult to bend. But actually, you know, Shastras speak about that when you have knowledge, when you have education, you should develop wonderful qualities. So when there is vijay, there should also be vinay with that. You know, with victory should also come humility. So that is why, you know, especially when you see, you know, different, you know, so many students studying, you know, doing so much of research in different fields and topics. So sometimes when you see what they are doing research and you understand, you know, you become very fascinated to understand what they are doing. So many of my friends of college days, you know, now they are like professors in various big universities all over the world. So sometimes, you know, when I ask them what they are doing, so they share, you know, what they are doing. So one of my friends, you know, he was in the field of fluid dynamics. So he was doing his PhD in the topic of to increase the longevity of a soap bubble. So many of these projects, they were funded by different companies. So there was one soap company which sells very costly soaps to wealthy people. So the point is that when the wealthy person, he will apply the soap and one bubble will come on his head. So that bubble should go from head till toe without getting burst. So he will get some tickling sensation and he will feel maza a gaya. And for that, my friend is spending 5 years doing research. And when you tell, please read Bhagavad Gita or read Srimad Bhagavatam, he says, I am doing something which is very rare, very important thing. So, point is that human valuable energy is being used in a very useless manner. Right? So that is why when we want to enjoy independent of Lord, you know, that is called bhogavritti. And bhogavritti is actually cause of all material bondage. So we have this wonderful shloka from Bhagavad Gita which says, Yehi sparshaja bhoga dukha eunau evate adi antavanta kaunteya nate shuramate buddha. He says, this enjoyment, this bhog of touching the sense objects, not of doing sparsha of sense objects, this is actually the source of all misery. Dukha yonau evate. And those who are intelligent, buddha, do not ramante, do not delight in them, because they understand that these pleasures have adi and anta. These pleasures are temporary. So now, how to understand the statement of Bhagavad Gita in the current modern context? The whole modern society is running towards sense gratification. There is so much greed for money. For money. So it is said that money for materialist is sweeter than honey. Because money is the medium to buy sense objects. So the whole modern society, everyone is working very hard, but they are going in a direction which is opposite to the goal of life. So let's say if someone is going very fast, there is a mountain and there is a cliff, and someone is driving very fast towards that cliff, and he says, listen, wait, he said, so he says, I have no time, I am very busy. So actually this is the state of modern society. They are going very fast. So going fast is not a problem, but they are going in a direction which is opposite to the goal of life. And normally, people think that when I have unlimited sense objects, I will get unlimited happiness. That's the whole foundation of material existence. That's why, all these companies like Amazon, Flipkart, you see any person, those who work in companies, many times people are just glued to these websites. And they just want to buy things. So it is said like Amazon.com, you get more than 3 crore products on this. On the other hand, we hear of a character from Shastra called Lomas Rishi. So those who have heard of him. So Lomas Rishi, he got a benediction that, that he will live for as long, for as many hair on the body, or like that many kalpas he will live. And he was a very hairy person. So he had a very long life. So he was always engaged in tapasya. So someone told him that you can make a hut. So he said, life is very temporary. Why to? So but in modern times, we have a short life. And in that also, we are running in a very fast in a wrong direction. And modern society is an age of mass distraction. Ali, in order to have focus, you need to scriptures give this example of a bako dhyanam, that focus of a crane. So when a crane is standing and the crane is observing in a pond, crane will have great focus because the crane is focused on the big fish. Because there are many small fish will come, but the crane will not pounce on the fall fish, like on the small fish. Because if it pounces, then the big fish will go away. So similarly, to remain focused on the big fish, to remain focused on something what is valuable in life. But today's modern man, He's all the time, you know, he's checking his WhatsApp message. Means every 5 minutes, even if you give a class to youth, every 5 minutes, you know, they will check and say, and they will feel no one is sending message, what happened? And, you know, and the WhatsApp messages, they come faster than even heartbeat also. So all the time, so that is why there is no concentration in anything. You know, it's like what to speak of spirituality, what to speak of understanding Atma Tattva, purpose of human form of life, even for doing, you know, one's material duty peacefully. You know, that is also very difficult. So as I was telling, that normally everyone thinks that unlimited sense objects mean unlimited happiness. You know, but it's a very, you know, famous point which I get a lot of conviction, told by Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, you know, in all his articles. He says that human body, which is the instrument to enjoy pleasure, right? The ability of body to enjoy itself is limited. So no matter how many sense objects you have, the basic instrument by which you will enjoy, that itself puts a limitation, right? So that's why if you want to enjoy unlimitedly, you know, that is not possible with the current, this medium of sense enjoyment. So one devotee was sharing, you know, one incident from his college days. So he was in a medical college. He said on the New Year day, you know, they will have a lot of parties in the college at different venues in the campus. One party here, one. So there were some boys who wanted to attend all the parties. They wanted to have, you know, maza. So what they will do, they will go to one party, they will eat. And now, like, stomach is full. So now they have to go to the next party. So they will take a medicine to vomit everything. And then they go to next party. So like this 5-6 parties they will go, and each time they will take and vomit. So that is why, you know, material enjoyment is very ugly. Like, it looks very attractive from outside, but, you know, like we say that everything that glitters, that is not gold. So it looks very much attractive, but actually it's very hollow. Like, you know, like my daughter, you know, Vaishnavi, so when her birthday was there, so a lot of, you know, people come and give gifts, you know, with nice packing, you know, very nice gift wrappers. So, you know, children, they will become so much excited. Wow, I have got 25 gifts today. You know? And every gift, you know, she will open with so much enthusiasm. And when I will see on her face, you know, so much enthusiasm is there, that there is some real nectar in this. But when she will, like, yeah, same. Again, she will open one gift, throw some. So this is the same thing, you know, which, like, adults, you know, they become, the whole modern society makes you very much captivated, thinking that there is some, you know, there is some special nectar. But actually, we are running after the same sense objects, you know, in all the, you know, different bodies. And human body is actually meant for a higher purpose. And the greatest tragedy of modern society is this, that despite, you know, so much advancement, education, we are doing the same thing. You know, what is that thing? Punar Punar? Charvita Charvana. Like, we see that, you know, sometimes there's a person, you know, who makes sugarcane juice. So he will put the ganna, and the full juice is squeezed. You know, still again he will do. And you think now it must be over, but again he will. You know? So similarly, human body, you know, people somehow they try to, you know, more and more. But actually, the real purpose of human form of life is, you know, we have this wonderful Vaishnava song which says, "Manusha rajanma paya Radha Krishna na bhajiya janiya shuniya vishkhainu." So having obtained human form, I have not worshipped Radha and Krishna, but knowingly I have drunk poison. So human form is the, you know, human life is a, where one can attain highest gift. But that is being wasted in Ugra Karma. So, you know, many times, you know, when we go on streets, you know, we see, you know, big lorries, you know, carrying huge, you know, things to make big skyscrapers, building factories. So that is why, you know, Shastras condemns such a state, and he says that our current society is doing activities which are called Ugra Karma. And now, what is the real advancement of human civilization? Human civilization, you know, is meant to be really advanced. You know? Like if you ask people in general, you know, everyone says that we have made a lot of advancement. जब हम लोग छोटे थे, किसी से बात ही नहीं कर सकते थे. But now, communication, everything. But actually, as per scriptures, real advancement is what? You know, when humans, they fill their mind and senses with wonderful spiritual vibrations and they develop wonderful, noble spiritual qualities. You know, that is real progress of human society. So as I was telling, that modern society, you know, based on materialistic knowledge, gives externally a very great lifestyle. So people externally are wearing very, very nice dress, you know, work, having iPhone, having iPad. So they externally they are very nice dressed, but they're actually very much stressed, stressed and depressed. So modern society, the materialistic knowledge gives a great lifestyle. But spiritual knowledge can actually give a great life. It can enhance the quality of life. Means everyone is mad for quantity, but spiritual knowledge can add quality to your life. And especially, you know, when we interact with people, you know, who are big people in the, you know, like who are celebrities or who are very wealthy, we can actually see this truth of scriptures in their life. That externally life is very gorgeous, very good lifestyle, means everything, big quantity, you know, lot of comforts, but quality is missing. That satisfaction, that happiness is missing. So around 1 year back, you know, I had gone to attend one wedding ceremony, you know, of means of one family member. So they are very wealthy. So it was like a luxury wedding. So it was a 3-day wedding in which, you know, 3 5-star hotels were booked. So like morning to evening, you know, different functions in different hotels, you know, mehndi hair, then this hair. So very kind of money was spent like water, you know, like when you know, so like crores of rupees was spent on these 3 days. And when this boy and girl came, you know, so both of them were dancing. And there were like 5 photographers, you know, taking photo. They were saying, wow, what a happy couple. They are the, just next to Radha and Krishna, they are only there now. Huh? Like so full of, you know, their life seems to be full of happy. Everyone is wishing, so wonderful, very nice. You know, but in, you know, 1 month, they had divorce. Huh? So point is, so externally everything looks very, very glamorous. No, but it's a pinprick, you know, like a balloon you prick, puck, you know, it's hollow, you know, there's nothing inside. So as scriptures say that root cause of all problems is sparsha with sense objects. Like, you know, we are lifetime after lifetime running after same sense objects. But the real good fortune arises when we come in, when there is Krishna sparsha. When after many lifetimes, we get touch of Krishna through devotees, through Srila Prabhupada books. And when we get, so, you know, whenever we see there are, There are some dramas on book distribution. You know, they show that how a person is frustrated, you know, or he's wanting to commit suicide. You know, then some devotee comes, you know, and he gives him a book, and then he reads, and then he later becomes a wonderful devotee. Even in like Russia, you know, if we see the history, how Krishna consciousness was spread in Russia. So there is one very nice documentary. If you get a chance, you can see on how Krishna conscious preaching expanded in Russia. So this documentary is made by His Holiness Niranjan Maharaj. So he says in late 80s, you know, people were all, you know, because of communism, you know, people were so much, you know, they were missing real nectar in their life. They were like so much oppressed. And when they read Bhagavad Gita, you know, when they got Prabhupada books, you know, people used to start crying while after reading Bhagavad Gita. You know, they will feel that there is a God who is a person and he loves me. Just remembering this, you know, they will start crying. And then, you know, since it was illegal, you know, they will Xerox the different Gitas, and devotees themselves, you know, there was no like proper organization of temples, everything. They will themselves get motivated to share this knowledge. So what they will do, they will go out in the streets, and it is very cold in Russia. So they will have jackets and they will take the books and put in their, within their jacket. And then they will ask a person on the street and he will bring him on the side. You know, because there are KGB people, if they get caught, they will put in jail. And he will take the person, come on side, and he will say, this is great Eastern Vedic wisdom. You know, this will give you real clue of real happiness. So once some devotees they were doing, and the person who came on the side, he was also doing the same thing. You know, in his jacket, he also had the books, and they both met in great happiness. You know, they both hugged each other. And this is how devotees will meet on streets. This is how Krishna consciousness got spread. So actually, So when we come in contact with Krishna consciousness, then actually there is an opportunity to dive into like unlimited happiness. You know, as we discussed earlier, that how material happiness is temporary. You know, that shloka, adi anta vanta kaunteya, there is an adi and an ant. On the other hand, you know, spiritual happiness, it is said it is anand mudhi vardhanam. It's an ocean where you can go deeper and deeper. You can go deeper and deeper in your relationship with holy name, in your relationship with Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is why, you know, for material enjoyment, you know, there is one acronym which is called TIME. Temporary, illusory, miserable enjoyment. And for spiritual life, there's one acronym called FREE. Fulfilling, real, everlasting, everlasting enjoyment. So right now, you know, we have, you know, this month of Kartik, you know, which has started, and all devotees in this month, you know, all of us, we go to Dham. So we see that, you know, this modern society, you know, which was going in one direction in the side of Ugra Karma, you know, Srila Prabhupada, you know, how much he has saved our life. Srila Prabhupada has given us a gift, you know, where we understand. You know, like all of us, we understand about the importance of visiting dhams. So in that song, you know, on Prabhupada Vyas Puja, you know, this song was sung, Yadi Prabhupada na hote, to kya hota? So if Prabhupada was not there, who would have told us about Mayapur? You know, who would have told us about Vrindavan? Who would have told us about Jagannath Puri? And, you know, so many, we have access to mercy of all previous acharyas. whether it is Narottam Das Thakur, six Goswamis, we have access to them through Srila Prabhupada. So Kartik is the month of Srimati Radharani, so it is said. So Radharani, you know, she is our mother, she is our divine mother. And I'll just end with this, you know, one last analogy, you know, which is great. Radheshyam Prabhu tells. He says, sometimes there is a child, a small child at a home, and that child, he passes stool. And then after passing stool, the child starts to play in the stool, you know, thup, 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 thup. And then he puts the stool everywhere in the home, you know, like he's putting. And then the mother, she sees the small child, you know, she will pick up the child and the child starts crying. He thinks that he's having great fun. Huh? But the mother, she bathes the child, she completely cleans and she puts him a nice dress, puts a tilak. So this was our situation. You know, we were like rotting in material activities, thup, 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 thup. But Srimati Radharani, you know, she picks up and she cleans. So we can pray during this month that, you know, this is the month of Srimati Radharani, that, you know, because it is said that if you do not, those who have not got Krishna consciousness or proper understanding of goal of life, they are unfortunate. But those who have got and they are still not taking seriously, they are more unfortunate. So we can pray to Srimati Radharani that let us take, you know, this month of Kartik seriously and we can jump deep in this unlimited nectar of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.